You're listening to WMUK. I'm Gordon Evans. And we're going to get some reaction to Governor Rick Snyder's State of the State address last night from Representative Eric Nesbitt. The Republican represents Van Buren County and part of Kalamazoo County in the Michigan House. He is also the House Majority Floor Leader. Eric Nesbitt, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me on, Gordon.
So we heard Governor Snyder in his State of the State address last night urging people to vote yes on the sales tax proposal, which is going to be on the ballot in May. If your constituents were raising concerns with you about this proposal, what would you say to them?
Well, right now I'm providing them information and spelling out what the, you know, there's always, with any proposal, there's always some pros and cons of it. But, you know, I've been on the phone with constituents that are on both sides of the issues and trying to talk them through on what the bill actually does. And it does raise the sales tax by one penny. You have to go to the voters for that. So I have to have that that influence. It also makes a bunch of other, you know, changes and dedicates all the gas and diesel taxes on to roads and bridges. Right now, you currently have the 6% sales tax that most of that goes to schools and local governments and the general fund that hasn't gone to roads, that that would be taken off from gasoline, and the backfill for education and other places would be paid for by the penny increase. It also includes some increases in terms of fines, fees for heavy trucks and those that are overweight. It estimates about another $300 million would go to public education, $1.2 billion into roads. They'd pay down about $1.5 billion of old transportation debt. That's there. So the question is, in terms of you know, whether or not you'd like to see, you know, the, and I know nobody likes seeing their taxes go up. I'm not one of them. But it's something where the constituents and the citizens of Michigan will have a voice in terms of whether or not it should be from new revenue to pay for the roads, or whether it's whether we have to find it within our own budget, which is currently going through a few challenges from these old tax credits that are coming due from the former administration, both the Engler and Granholm administrations.
What do you want to see the state do to address that budget shortfall that we just heard about recently?
I was just talking with the chairman of the Appropriations Committee this morning, Al Pasholka, who's from St. Joe, and he says he's developed a list. He's going to be working with his committee members of ways that they can take care of the $500 million shortfall, and working on it without affecting community colleges, higher education, local schools and local governments, and be able to find the savings within the state budget, specifically concentrated on Lansing. And a lot of that will be from some of the increases that were provided in the current fiscal year. But in the next 2 to 3 weeks, you're going to see action, because the more we delay in the current fiscal year, the larger the cuts will have to be down the road. And so I know that the governor and the appropriations chairs are working to present those ideas. And this is something where it's kind of interesting. You're hearing, you know, over 300,000 new jobs created over the last few years. Why is there a little hole in the budget? Well, before we changed a lot of the tax structure 4 years ago in 2011, before that time, we were always giving these long-term tax credits to a lot of these companies. We've stopped doing a lot of that, and it's through an annual appropriation, so you're able to budget yearly and figure out how to, you know, in terms of Invest in Michigan. So old corporate welfare, you made those pledges, the state did, they're going to be coming due, and is, you know, they didn't, you know, take those, you know, tax credits because they weren't creating the jobs and the economy was poor. Now the economy is improving.
So
now they're triggering these new tax credits.
Okay, we've got about a minute left, so I want to make sure I ask you about the Elliot Larson Civil Rights Act. The governor, again, called for more discussion on this. Our listeners heard earlier this morning State Representative John Hoadley of Kalamazoo, one of the openly gay members elected to the House, say, this makes sense from a business standpoint. Where do you stand on expanding the Elliot Larson Civil Rights Act?
Well, there are, I mean, I'm somebody that doesn't believe you should discriminate. People should be there based on merit, and it should be, you know, people should be hired and fired and advanced due to merit, not due to all these other areas. An area that I'm trying to work through and look at is talking with attorneys in terms of what some of the legal consequences and some of whether it is more burdensome on businesses. You are seeing a lot of the businesses that want to attract and retain the best client that have their own internal anti-discrimination policy. You see that with Stryker, with General Motors, with Dow. And so this is something where I'm sure the discussion will continue. I'm good friends with Representative Foster, who did champion it last year, and it's something where these are the discussions that will continue to happen, and I'm happy to have them.
All right. Eric Nesbitt, thank you for your time.
Thank you for having me.
State Representative Eric Nesbitt represents Van Buren County and part of Kalamazoo County in the Michigan House. He is also the House Republican floor leader. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.